Hi, this is a dictation for patient Lisa Hampton, LISAHAMPTON. Date of birth is 1/9/1976. Date of accident is 7/15/2024. And date of service 4/17/2025. Lisa Hampton returns for a follow-up evaluation, and she reports that she is having a carpal tunnel syndrome surgery on her left hand at Providence Hospital on May 9th. She's also scheduled for a left shoulder surgery by Dr. Pompati in next 10-15 days. The patients do have an ongoing pain in the neck to the tune of 8, pain in the lower back to the tune of 9. Shoulder pain is also 9. Today her torticollis neck stiffness is much less. She is happier, smiling, and it appears that she has a tooth problem which has been extracted, and possibly that was also contributing to her issues. The patients do not report any radiculopathy to the arms or legs. Although the left arm do have a motor weakness and a constant numbness of the second, third, and fourth finger. Pain is between 6 and 9. Radials are affected 8. 50% pain is relieved by the current treatment, and the patient is quite satisfied with the treatment. She was not looking for surgical options initially. Now she is getting ready. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional issues. For pain medications, substance abuse, compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 124 over 84, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 3/25/2025. Dictation number is 0418-0232. The plan is to still continue physical therapy as requested by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Pompati, focusing on the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back. The patient obviously has damage to her left shoulder in the MRI, 80% tear of the supraspinatus, and also significant tear of the left infraspinatus tendon. That definitely will require surgery. She has a damage to the two of the cervical and two lumbar discs, causing swelling and inflammation and pain. That will be addressed only after the carpal tunnel surgery is done, and also the shoulder surgery is done. If the numbness and tingling continues, weakness continues in her left arm, an EMG will be the next logical investigation. Her physical therapy continues in the affected areas. She can do chiropractic massage as well. Disability continues, work, disability, housework, attended care, and transportation. And 8-hour attended care is provided, as she cannot do the housework at all. Patient is provided with the following medications called Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Elovil, 50 milligram at night for stomach for sleep and GAD disorder and pain relief. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Furoscix is provided for headache, lidocaine ointment. Topical pain relief, Ambien is provided for sleep health. The procedures that are conducted are as follows. The patient is provided with one injection to the supraspinatus left tendon and one injection to the infraspinatus tendon based on the MRI finding where these tendons are torn and interstitial tear and 80% damage. Aseptically, the injections were done with the proper exposure and the entire needle was withdrawn. 3 cc's of Marcan with dexamethasone was injected, and patient found significant relief. The patient will be released for 30 days. We'll see her after that. Good luck for her surgery, which is forthcoming.